Blog Talk Radio.
She's going to be calling in here pretty soon. And anyway, you know, today's been a great day. The Lord's been great in my life and has really been touching me and been revealing himself to me every day. And I really encourage everybody to just build that relationship with the Lord, because, you know, there's a lot of people out here that just don't really have that relationship way we should have. And, you know, you need to build that relationship up. A lot of people like to go ahead and go with, you know, well, church is great enough. That's the only thing we need to do is just do this every once in a while. And but it's not enough. You've got to build that relationship up. And that's one of the main things. And that's one thing I like to really get to everybody. Build that relationship up with Christ. And you'll see your life grow. You'll start seeing things really change. and you'll start seeing your life actually blossom. We're going to go to another song right quick. I'll be right back, and I think Charlene has just called in. I'll be right back with y'all, and we'll go to I Need a Miracle.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
A great song from Third Day. Welcome, Cheryl. Welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, Stan. Thanks for having me.
It's nice having you on the show and learning about all the things you're doing in the kingdom for the Lord. And Cheryl, I'd like to ask you one question. When did you get introduced to the Lord? Was it as a child, or was it when you got a little bit older, or how did that happen?
Well, I was just a little girl, and a Baptist pastor moved into the small little town that I live in, and he was going door to door and just trying to touch bases with some people and witness and share the gospel. And so it was at a really young age, but, you know, I grew up Christian, and then when I got into my late teens, like a lot of people, I kind of strayed for quite some time, and it took me probably about 10 or 15 years to get my head on straight and get back in a right relationship with God.
That's awesome. That's how some of us goes. You know, some of us have grown up in a Christian background. There's a lot of people that ain't, but, you know, it takes you a little while to really understand the the connection with you and Christ to really build that relationship up, because, you know, a lot of times when we're raised up in church, we don't understand that until we get older, and that's when it really hits the heart. But when did you start getting interested in the power of God? Was it when you got older, or how did that start?
Well, you know, when my husband and I got married, we had both grown up, you know, in Christian homes, but we had both kind of let that lapse. And so we decided when we got married that we wanted to start going back to church. And, you know, we checked out a few places, and none of them really felt like a good fit. And then one day I decided, well, I'm just going to go to the closest church to my house. And it happened to be a Spirit-filled church. And so that was totally foreign to me. I had grown up, you know, in kind of conservative Christian experience. And so when I went to a Spirit-filled church, that wasn't even on my grid. I didn't know what to do with that, you know. But I was intrigued by it at the same time, because the worship experience was just so much different than anything that I'd ever been exposed to. You know, when I saw people worshiping God like that, You know, I could see the emotion in their faces. You could see their composure. It was just like I wanted that, because I realized when I watched them worship that, you know, that was an experience that I was familiar with, and it made me want that for myself. And so that's how we kind of ended up in a Pentecostal type of experience. And so once I realized that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, once I started to learn about all those things and realized that it was scriptural and biblical and available, you know, that's when I not only did I get comfortable with the idea, but I wanted it, and I began to pursue those things.
That's awesome. I know, you know, some of these regular churches, they kind of hold all that supernatural stuff in a dark vault in the back of the church somewhere where nobody can see it. But it's actually, you know, it's actually right there in the Bible, and they just kind of overlook it. And it's amazing how churches overlook this for so many years, and then you go to a little Pentecostal church, and that's the only thing they deal in, and it's like mind-blowing. And I know a little story that I've really went through. I was at a little Pentecostal church down here where I live, and there was a family that stepped into the back of the church, and they was actually going to all the churches in the neighborhood, but their churches weren't really changing their kids. Their kids were still in drugs, still doing all type of things and going to church. And she says, you know, I'm tired of doing these everyday churches. I'm bringing my kids over to this little Pentecostal church. And she says, I know the power's in here. And she said, I'm thinking this is where they're going to start changing. And as soon as she brought her family in there, everybody started praying for them, and things started happening in their lives. And that's what, you know, that's what I really think all the churches should be. They should be having, you know, the congregation changing, not staying the same. And that's what Jesus is all about, is changing your life and not stay the same, you know. But, Cheryl, now how did you start the Inside Out Equip School? Was it something that the Lord put in your mind, or just something you've been wanting to do?
Well, I had started out, you know, I got exposed to some prophetic training, and, you know, that had been kind of foreign to me. Even though I was going to a spirit-filled church, I, like a lot of people, I didn't think that you could be activated in those kinds of things. I thought it was something that the Holy Spirit just kind of has to zap you with and sovereignly choose to do that. And, you know, once I understood that, I was already hearing God, you know, so was it really much of a stretch to hear him and then deliver the message, which was basically what prophecy is all about, just hearing his voice and then delivering the message. And so, you know, once I learned how God speaks in a variety of different ways, it was just so easy to step into that. And, you know, that's when I began to explore some other areas like healing and deliverance, and it just kind of snowballed. And, you know, before I knew it, I felt like the Holy Spirit was just kind of nudging me to step out there and begin to share some of the things that he had taught me. You know, it wasn't like I was an expert in any of those things, but I knew enough to help other people get started. And so, you know, I started out just, I got a handful of friends together who were kind of like-minded and moving in the same direction, and we decided to get this group up and running. And so, you know, we didn't really know what to expect. We didn't really know even how to make that happen. But, you know, we started out with about 4 or 5 trainers and 10 students, and then, you know, in the last couple of years, it's gone to about 70 trainers and 8,000 members, and, you know, Holy Spirit's just been all over it, and it's just grown like crazy. We're loving it. We're adding new classes all the time, and it just has evolved, you know, into this amazing thrill ride of an adventure, and I'm just enjoying every single day of it.
It's kind of like when the Lord has his finger on something, it's like you can't control it. It's like, you know, it just has a life of its own that he gives it. And it's amazing to see the Lord really touch something like that, because I know I know myself, you know, about a year ago, the Lord said he was wanting to put the power back in the church, and your training course is helping doing that. And that's one of the main things that he's really doing, and it's really amazing that you're able to get teachers in there to do that. Now, what was one of the first classes that you started with? Was it prophecy or healing, or what was that?
Yes, we started out with basic prophecy, two sessions, basic prophecy 1 and 2, and then I think shortly after that we ended up adding a word of knowledge class, and since then we've added a whole lineup of different things. Some of my favorites, I think probably one of my favorite classes is, you know, one that's kind of out of the box. We're kind of, that's kind of our trademark. We're a little bit out of the box with some of the different things that we do, and unapologetically so. I teach a class called Holy Spirit Fireball, and we really just teach people how to experience God's manifest presence anytime, any place, anywhere. And so we, you know, get our students experiencing the power and presence of God, and we teach it over Skype. And the fun thing is that, you know, when you're in a Skype class, you can see on your computer screen, you can see the different people that are in the class, their profile pictures. And so we've got people from all over the globe in this class. And once we teach our students how to experience God's manifest presence and how to kind of stir that up in their hands, then we have them fill it with something just in childlike faith, you know, fill it with healing, fill it with deliverance, fill it with holy laughter, just any number of things. And then we have them pick someone on the computer screen, and just as an act of faith, we have them throw that at that person. And it's incredible because every single time that we offer that class, people get healed. People, you know, get hit with the joy of the Lord, just different things. You know, you never know what to expect. It's just, you know, God just honors whatever you set your face to.
That's awesome. It's, you know, it's like, you know, God is really watching and paying. A lot of people don't believe that, but God is really watching and paying attention to everything we're doing. And like a lot of people say, that everything is documented. And he does know what you're doing, and when you're trying to do his will, he's there 100% backing you up. And anytime you're doing something like that, even adding a little imagination to it, you know, he'll activate that and do some wonders with that. Like heal people, and like you said, you know, just energize them and make them laugh. That's awesome. But, yeah, I've got introduced to that back a long time ago with Jason and Daniel and them, they do it quite a bit, and it's pretty fun.
But, right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we've got lots of other things, too. Go ahead.
Now, okay, what is some of your other classes that you got you can share?
Well, we added one to our lineup, I think it was about a year ago. We added a supernatural weight loss class, and that one has been in high demand. I know the last couple times we had to offer an overflow class because we had so many people signed up. We had to have two trainers teaching it at the same time. And what's incredible about that is that, you know, we really didn't have any experience in supernatural weight loss when we started the class. We had seen Thomas Fisher's videos on the subject. You know, he had been out doing some marketplace ministry and ministered that way to a couple of people. And so, you know, one of our trainers approached me about putting that kind of class together. And, you know, I really didn't know much about the subject, but I really felt like the Holy Spirit was nudging us to just go for it. And so we put together what I call the skeleton of a manual. And we thought, well, you know, nothing venture, nothing gain. So we just jumped out there and we started teaching on the subject. And in the classes that preceded that, we've had some amazing things happen. We've had people lose entire pants sizes. We've had people's hair grow in because we put in like a hair growth thing as one of the activations also in the thing. It's just been really, really just incredible, just amazing, just a fun time in the Lord, experiencing all kinds of different things. I felt like the Lord was nudging me to put an activation in there about deliverance for supernatural weight loss, because I think a lot of times, you know, there are some spiritual components to that. And so when we put the deliverance activation in there, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen. We just decided to go with it, and, you know, we did. And so people started getting deliverance for things like compulsive eating and addictive eating and just different things like that. So it was interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what type of results have you got out of some of these classes? Have you had a lot of healings, a lot of testimonies?
Yeah, you know, not too long ago in one of our deliverance classes, we had a gal who had been in a wheelchair, I think maybe for like 15 years, and she was able to get up out of her wheelchair. So that was pretty incredible. We get a lot of healings in a variety of different classes. You know, it might start out as a word of knowledge class, and it seems like in the word of knowledge class, a lot of people get healed. You know, Holy Spirit will just reveal different health concerns that different students in the class have. And what's amazing is that, you know, as the trainers, we're not there to be the spotlight of things. We really like to put the spotlight on the students and just let the Holy Spirit move through them. And it's amazing because, you know, with just some real simple basic instruction, we do about an hour of training and then an hour of activation. And whatever it is that class is about, before the class is over, students are usually up and running, having some practical experiences and positive experiences with that thing. When we offer a word of knowledge class, it's typical for people who've never, ever had a single word of knowledge to begin to get them during class. And what usually happens is that if it's a word of knowledge for healing, which it often is, then I'll say to that person, okay, I want you to be the one to minister healing to that person that you got the word of knowledge for. And over we've seen lots of different people get healed. You know, it might even not be a class about healing. It might be something about something completely different, but it just seems like whatever class we teach, it just goes in a variety of different directions, and people have a lot of exciting experiences. And so, yeah,
that's
it's a
awesome.
Great time.
And what does your family think about all these classes you have? Are they involved, or are they really supportive? How does that go?
You know what? I'm really blessed to have an amazing husband. He's very supportive of what I do. He doesn't ever try to get in the way or anything like that. What I do involves a lot of time, you know. It's kind of a sacrificial time thing sometimes because I do work two jobs. But my family, you know, they have kind of rallied around me, my husband and my kids, and, you know, they know that this is just the way that I'm wired. And so, they really have been a blessing as far as, you know, as far as just kind of stepping back. And they give so much sacrificially because I have to, you know, kind of step away from them at times to make time for this. And they've just blessed me without, you know, having to fuss with them a lot or anything like that. My extended family, they don't know exactly what to do with it quite yet. They don't understand it, but, you know, they just love me. And so I appreciate that. You know, I'm hoping that at some point in time they will begin to embrace some of the things that, you know, they, much like me, when I grew up, I was exposed to really conservative Christianity, and that's kind of where they're at right now. And you know, I love them. I know that God's doing work in their lives as well. But that's kind of where we're at right now.
What's so awesome is, you know, I know even in my life, you know, I've got some family that don't believe in what I'm doing, and some people scared of what I'm doing, and some people really support me in what I'm doing. And I think, you know, in any Christian walk, you'll have that. And if nobody is against what you're doing and the enemy ain't scared, you ain't doing your job right. So you're doing your job right. You're good. But anyway, it's always good to have, you know, you know, the people in your house supporting you, and it really helps you out a lot, and I'm glad that's going on in your situation. But how you said you had over 7,000 people signing up, and that's pretty awesome.
Well, right now we've got over 8,000, and it seems like we have about probably about 20 new people every day requesting to join. So it is steadily growing.
That's awesome. Now, is there any charge to this, or is this all free?
It's absolutely free. You know, it's open to anyone who wants to come and check it out. At some point, we may have a donate button on our website. We don't really have one right now, but it will never be like a mandatory thing. We're committed to making it accessible and available to everyone, regardless of, you know, whether they're able to donate. And like I said, right now, we don't even take donations. So, and we've been up and running for 2 years. So, yeah, we're just kind of committed to the process of making it accessible and available to everyone.
That's very awesome. It's awesome to see, you know, people getting, you know, being able to jump in there and be able to get into something free, because, you know, there's a lot of healing workshops and Christian healing workshops where, you know, there's a lot of them that they got to charge at the door before you go in, or, you know, they got a humongous, you know, a big old table in the back. They're selling all this stuff. But it's awesome to see an organization just got their arms open to come in and, you know, let us help you here and show you how to walk into power and how to do this stuff. It's very awesome. But, yeah, it's good to get the power of God to the people. And, you know, sure, I really think that your organization is really doing that. And Daniel, he's talked to me some about, I think he helps train some of those classes, and he all your teachers really enjoy you and enjoy what you're doing. And you know, I think I've actually been to one of your classes. I think it was a prophecy thing, and I jumped in one just to see how it went, and it was pretty cool. So it's something for everybody, and I really recommend to going to Inside Out Train and Equip Schools on Facebook. And how can people reach you, Cheryl?
Well, we've got a website. It's insideouttrainingandequippingschool.org, or they can look us up on Facebook, our Facebook group, and just request to be added. They can also find me on Facebook. I'm Cheryl Fritz on Facebook. And, yeah, it's, you know, you mentioned Daniel. Daniel's one of our trainers, and he does a phenomenal job. We have a Marketplace Ministry Prophetic Evangelism class, and he really has been spectacular on there. You know, he posts a lot of videos on YouTube, and just kind of out there in the marketplace ministering to people and approaching people. And I know he's really blessed me with his videos. And so many of our trainers, you know, we've got a team of around 70 trainers just positioned different places all around the globe. We really couldn't do it without them. They volunteer at least once a month. Many of them volunteer numerous times a week. So, you know, it takes a village kind of thing. So.
Yeah, it takes a village to get this thing going. But, yeah, it's awesome to have that, you know, that type of gifted people to be able to help you, because I know a lot of people that you have training on there, training people, they're very gifted people of the Spirit, and I'm really sure that they can really activate some people and get them trained up where they can, you know, do some good for the kingdom there and give the devil a kick, if you say that. So that's what it's all about. Now, where are you actually from?
I live in Cleveland, Ohio. I grew up in a really small town here in Ohio, but right now I live in the Cleveland, Euclid, Ohio area. That's where I'm based.
That's awesome. Now, what type of churches around there? Is it basically just mainstream, I'll say just like Lutheran or something like that, or is it just like a few Pentecostals there around there?
Well, where I'm at, it's kind of a melting pot spiritually. There's a little bit of everything. There are, of course, a lot of mainstream churches, just about every denomination that you can think of. Then there are, there's the Bethel stream also. Bethel, you know, in Redding, California, they've opened up several satellite churches here in the area. I think about four right now. I go to a couple different churches. I go to a, you know, spirit-filled church right here in the city that I live in, and then I also attend a church called the River Training and Equipping Center. So it's kind of along the lines of, you know, what we do at Inside Out.
That's awesome. It's always good to have something like that, you know, in your community. It could really help you with that. And I kind of understand what you're saying about the melting pot, because, you know, you're in North Carolina. It's the same type of thing. We've got a little bit of this and that, but it's basically the mainstream, and we've seen a lot more of, you know, spiritual churches popping up here and there, and it's helping a lot of us out. But that's awesome, Cheryl. What I'm going to do right quick, Cheryl, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to jump right into the song, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. He lost his job and all he had in the fall of 09. Now he feared the worst, that he would lose his children and his wife. So he drove down deep into the woods and thought he'd end it all. And prayed, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Yeah.
Amen. We need a miracle. I play the miracle song again. I love that third day song. Now, Cheryl, I'd like to ask you about your deliverance class. Can you go in details about your deliverance class?
Sure. We actually have three deliverance classes. The first is kind of a fast track kind of thing that just gets people up and running quickly with it. It's called Introduction to Deliverance. And then for those who want to delve into it a little bit further, we've got basic deliverance sessions 1 and 2. And the way that that deliverance class was kind of birthed is that, you know, when I first started stepping out into the supernatural things of God, I had a really strong interest in deliverance, but I didn't know any Christians that were operating in deliverance. I didn't know anybody that I could talk to about it, anyone that I could ask, anyone's teaching that I could sit under. So I started to look into different books on the subject and different videos on the subject. And so I read, you know, a lot of different things, everything that I could get my hands on. I watched a lot of videos and you know, honestly, when I first got started in deliverance, it just seemed like I was jumping through a lot of hoops that I didn't see Jesus jumping through. You know, I learned a lot about generational curses and soul ties and ancestral sin and, you know, a lot of the different people that I heard, you know, minister deliverance, they would have people go through lengthy renunciations and praying all kinds of long spiritual warfare prayers. And so that's the direction that I immediately went into when I first got started with it. And it was working, but honestly, I didn't have any peace about it. I just kept thinking to myself, this is too much. You know, this is not the deliverance that I saw in Scripture. And so I kept praying about it. I'm like, Lord, you know, I don't have any peace about this. People are getting delivered, but, you know, I don't see the simplicity in it, the simplicity that's in Christ. And so I just began to go in a different direction with it and kick the tires around and experiment a little bit with a different strategy. And so in our deliverance class, the theme of it is just keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple. We rely heavily upon the Holy Spirit for direction as we're taking people through deliverance. And what we've done is that we've put together a class that, you know, with just some basic instruction, we have people. What's interesting is that most people come to the class with the expectation of, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to come to a deliverance class. I'm going to learn some things about deliverance. I might even, you know, witness somebody else getting delivered. But what's interesting is that when we go into the activation part of the lesson, almost every single person in the class starts experiencing a degree of deliverance. Lots of people start experiencing different beginning manifestations of deliverance. Yeah. You know, if they haven't done any of these things all night, they'll start doing them once we start doing some commanding. And you know, people will start coughing, yawning, burping, sneezing, eyes watering, ears popping. Some of them get nauseous. Some of them vomit. Lots of different things just start to just break forth all of a sudden when we start the activation part of the lesson. So that's interesting. And not only that, you know, after the trainers do that, after they take the students through that first round of deliverance, that's when we step back and say, okay, you saw how we did that. Now it's your turn. So people who have never ministered deliverance before, we say this in a flippant way, but we really mean it. It's kind of a monkey see, monkey do training. Whatever you see us doing, you have the same Holy Spirit. You can jump in there and do this, and you can be effective with it. And what's interesting is that those students who didn't know 2 cents about deliverance a second ago, now they're up and running with it in just an hour's time, and they're effective with it. And so that's kind of the direction that we go with our deliverance training.
Yeah, I know there's a lot on the deliverance. I know by my own path of learning deliverance and stuff, there's a lot of people out there doing many different things. But it's you know, biblically, if you really read the scriptures, it's kind of straight up forward. You know, you just got to have that faith in the Lord and be really standing on it and really know where you stand. You know, you got to take your authority. And a lot of people, you know, they don't know how to take their authority. But once you stand in your authority that the Lord's given you, then you start seeing things move. And you know, there's a lot of wacky things out there on YouTube. I mean, if you go out there, you can find anything and everything. But you know, you got to find some people that really knows what they're doing and can make it simple, like you said. And that helps out a lot of people. I'm sure that class is going to touch a lot of people, and probably already is. And I know once you get into deliverance too, that you find out that everybody has these things in them. You're like, where'd that come from? You know. And everybody has it. I don't care who it is. If you've been in a deliverance session, you will find out that you got something in you that you didn't know it was there. So it's something cool, and I really prefer for people to try a session like that, because if you're dealing with, like, you know, situations with your mind's not clear the way it should be, or you're having problems with addictions or anything, I'm pretty sure there's something in there that's causing that, and sessions like this will help you. I guarantee you it will. And, you know, just look up Cheryl's Inside for Training and just get signed up for a class and see what can happen for you. And you saying something to me earlier about your thing you was going to have in Las Vegas. Can you go in more detail with your event in Las Vegas?
Sure. Actually, we have a couple conferences coming up. We're available not only for the online ministry training, but we do make ourselves available for any churches that would like us to come up and do some training for them. So in September 19th and 20th in Akron, Ohio, I'm going to be doing a conference with Jack Irvin and Roger Jewell from the River Training and Equipping Center. They have two locations, one in Menor and then another one in Akron. We're going to be at the main headquarters in Akron, and all of the information about that is on our website. Again, that's insideouttrainingandequippingschool.org. And then we also have another conference in the making. We're just kind of in the planning stages with it right now, but it's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada next year. We're kind of planning it around tax season so that people who don't have the money to make the trip, you know, maybe when they get their income taxes, they'll have a little money so that they can pay for their airfare and pay for their hotel accommodations and come out and come to the conference. It's probably going to be around March or April, sometime around there. And, you know, we're going to be teaching the Holy Spirit Fireball class and several other classes, Supernatural Weight Loss. I think we're probably going to be teaching that one at the conference and getting people up and running with that. We're going to be teaching a lot of different classes at that conference. But not only that, you know, during meal times, we plan to take people out and do some marketplace ministry with them, show them what that looks like, help them to begin to nudge through the fear that often keeps them from taking that step.
That's awesome. I'm sure that class is going to help a lot of people, and they get to see you up in front and how you're really doing it. And, you know, I'm sure that the computer class is great, but once you get to go to one of her events and actually see yourself up in front with people and really, really ministering the power of God to people, it'll just blow your mind. But, yeah, that's awesome. I didn't know you did a lot of events, so this must be something new for y'all.
Well, we haven't really done a lot of events yet. We're just kind of venturing out in that arena. Pete Cabrera is going to be hosting an event sometime in 2015. He hosted the Kingdom Awakening in 2013, and we were at that. He invited us to come out and do some prophetic training. And so he's invited us to come out in 2015 and be a part of that as well. Don't have any information about that one yet, but we're going to be there. And then I also do some teaching in some local churches around here. So, you know, we're moving in that direction. That's definitely the way that we want to go. I would love to get to a point to where, you know, I don't have to be at every conference because, you know, we've got an amazing team. Everything that I do, they can do the same thing. Some of the classes that we host, they can teach them, you know, way better than I can. So I don't have any reservations about deploying people out to do some training, you know, at different parts of the globe. So that's what we're moving toward.
That's awesome. Now, with your classes, now, when did you actually start your classes? Has you been doing for a couple of years, or how long you really been doing this?
We started in May of 2012, and we're just continuing on with it, and as we continue on, you know, the Holy Spirit, He sends new trainers our way all the time, and they bring up different ideas, and then we put together what we call a trainer's class. We'll just kind of start out with a manual, and we'll offer it to our trainers first, and if it goes well, then we, you know, work out some of the bugs, we tweak it a little and adjust it until we feel like we've got it kind of the way that we want it before we present it to the students. And then, you know, if the class goes really well, then we'll add it to our regular curriculum and offer it to, you know, to everybody.
Yeah,
so they bring a lot of great ideas to the table. You know, our students have brought us a lot of great ideas about classes. They brought up the idea of a dream interpretation class. We teach dream interpretation. Another student brought up the idea of a third heaven encounter, traveling in the spirit classes, lots of different things, you know, just way out of the box, but again, unapologetically so. We know that there are going to be a lot of people who are kind of uncomfortable with some of those things, but it's scripture. You know, Jesus did a lot of really out-of-the-box things. He traveled in the spirit. He would be in one location at one time, and then the next second that you turn around, he's somewhere else. And we teach about all those different kinds of things. Usually in a class like that, their curriculum is like 80% scripture, and then the rest are testimonies and experiences and things like that. And definitely
that's
activations.
Awesome.
That's one of the unique things about our class is that every single class that we offer has activations. We don't just sit there and talk about things. We talk about them, and then we demonstrate them, and then we get our students activated in those things.
That's awesome. Now, who are some of your trainers? Can you give some shout-outs to some of your trainers?
Sure. Pat Necorado, he is our deliverance. He's our director of deliverance. He kind of takes the lead with that division of our school. He has quite a few people that he's trained and put in place so that he's got a little team there working with him. Then we've got Olga Fleming-Kevitt. She's one of our more seasoned trainers. She teaches a wide variety of classes. She's kind of in charge of our Third Heaven Traveling in the Spirit branch of our school right now, while one of our other trainers is on hiatus. Let's see, we've got Sheila Compatriot. She is just amazing in prophecy and a lot of different things. You know, there's just so many different people that I could mention. Daniel, he does a great job. Nicole Lindsay, Ron Bertram, he's in charge of the healing division of our school. Just lots and lots of different people. I'd be here forever if I listed all the names. But
that's awesome. It sounds like you got some real gifted people there. But Charlene, it was awesome to get to hear you tonight and get you on the show and get to talk to you about your school and all the things that you do with your school, and I'm sure that's touching thousands of people, and it's really touching people's lives that's going into school, and these people is actually going into their own home life and really praying for people, and the Lord's touching through it. A lot of times, you know, when we get get something like this going, we don't really know the impact it's having on people's lives. We really don't. We just hear a few stories from them, but we don't really hear what's going on in their families and what they're doing out in the streets. It's just amazing how something this small can become something big in somebody's life. And that's the main thing about stuff like this, is just the impact it's doing to the world. And the thing that, you know, maybe a single mom's listening to one of your classes and goes to work and heals in Jesus' name two or three people, you know. And then that just, you know, magnifies through wherever she's working, and it's just little things like that. But, yeah, I'm very glad that you got to come on the show tonight. And, you know, can you plug your event again where everybody would know your event and your website again?
Sure. It's Inside Out Training and Equipping School.org. And that's got all of our information on there. If you want to learn how to get connected to our Facebook group, you can just go to our website. It's got lots of different tabs. It's got a tab that shows, you know, all the different classes that we offer. It's got some videos on there, just a wide variety of different things.
And you can also, you know, go on Facebook and look up Charlene Fritz. And
Cheryl. Cheryl Fritz.
I'm sorry. And, you know, just find her on Facebook and just message her, become her friend, and I'm sure she can get you all the information that you need. And, you know, it's very amazing because I saw a lot of people, you know, that, you know, like Pete Sobrero and all of his people in his organization, you know, they're all wonderful people. They all do a wonderful job for the Lord. And, you know, and like your organization is doing a wonderful job for the Lord. And I'm sure it's going to touch a lot of people. And like I said again, Cheryl, thanks for coming on the show. And we'll see y'all again next Wednesday for Wednesday night service. And me and Robert will come up and post the service, what the service is going to be about. I'll say about Tuesday we'll post something up there. And thanks again, Cheryl, for coming on the show.
That's okay. That's
God
okay. Thank you for having me.
God
All
bless
right.
you.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
For freedom, some of them for healing, for someone to be.